black men if we take a position and just bring shit together. Not that we need to, but the idea of the fact that we don't always have to be on the negative towards you.
One thing about Snoop, every time we see him, he always speak good about you when we ask him about you.
Yeah, we had him on our show twice, and he brought your name. We bring your name up, and he give you your flowers. You know what I'm saying?
That's... I mean, look, I only want the best for Snoop. I got made to love. The truth be told, Snoop did help me deal with Death Row. That's the only person he really did, because, now, corrupt is the best artist in the world, best rapper, but Snoop helped me deal the company, because when we first did Deep Cover, I seen the movie, and I tell Snoop about the movie, and Snoop writes Deep Cover, 187 on Undercover Cop. When I turn around and say, Snoop, let's go to New York, and we gonna end up at Salt Pepper fucking party, he gonna say, who's going with us? He gonna, I'm gonna pick him up. He gonna, we gonna jump in the car, we gonna go to the airport, we gonna show up there, and Snoop and I gonna go to this party. And it's in the basement somewhere. And he was, hey, well, where's Dr. Dre at? We look at each other, and we say, oh, he just in Compton. Smoking off the weed, drinking a 40, getting some more tattoos, even though that was a lie, but you know, we kept it real with the people what they wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So he did indeed been there to have me correct. Pac was unbelievable, because Pac came in and wanted to bring everybody together.
Yeah.
We did All Eyes on Me. I know what name All Eyes on Me. Pac, like, I want everybody to be on here. When the Dog Pound was in New York, filming New York, the City of Dreams,
mm-hmm.
and they trailer got shot up,
mm-hmm.
they called the studio, talked to me every motherfucker in that studio who was from the West Coast. Fine, listen.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Now, I don't have nothing bad to say about the brain. I never had nothing bad to say about them. Matter of fact, I want all those dudes to have a blessing to keep with. Anybody try to help me get out of prison? Hell no. They have Mike, who, when you read these documents, you'll see how they sprayed lies. Not Lydia Harris, Piper Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Lydia Harris was the one doing the bullshit. That was her. It was him and his attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Sprayed lies, fraud. But at the same time, if you get a company digging Death Row, doing so many great things, helping everybody in the industry, and then you praise the motherfucker who lied and committed fraud to fuck them for us, that don't make sense. When the Zeno Compton was for me, the dude they call Wack, he got that deal because he met those people through one person, me. There's another dude named James Williams who goes around and says he knows this, he knows that. Come on, James. Hood business, hood business. You didn't move to the hood until later on. You can stop that.
Yeah.
But we ain't gonna be all that little arguing back and forth. They ain't gonna be my style. Like I said, when I was locked, when I was on the street, same motherfucker was out there. Hey, they had nothing to say. Now all of a sudden I'm doing time. They think it's 28 years. They say, oh, I got every person got an opinion. Everybody got something to say. But I promise you, I'll be there when I get there. You gonna pull up. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna go and say, okay, you a bitch and all that. Just express yourself better. You know?
Hey, Shug, I just gotta ask you this one question. I just gotta ask you this one question.
Yeah.
The streets wanna know. We had Mac 100 on the show. You know what I mean? You know, he was hyping his Mac up, and we told the nigga, nigga, shut up. You a Shug Knight driver, nigga. You ain't do nothing but warm Shug cars up. Was Wack anything more than that?
I mean, Wack drove trucks. Wack from the Valley. But I think it's great he got his platform to get some bread for his family, but enjoy your family. All this extra shit, arguing with everybody, speaking on problems, things you know nothing about, trying to put the next person down. That'll make you no motherfucking gangster. Matter of fact, y'all on the street. James and you is arguing. You and this person arguing. You and Stutter Box arguing. Man, just show up some motherfucker where you're getting a ring in front of TV and pay-per-view and squabble up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 335, 340 in shape. I'm with all the bullshit.
You still got you still can run. I'm saying you're a little older, Shug. You still can move around. You can move around.
You can move around. But look, hey, when I was in the county jail, they went deep. I had blood clots from that guy shot.
Now, listen, when it comes to selling records, right, the reason I mentioned some of the CEOs that I mentioned, because they're young cats and they doing their thing, that, you know, the quality control, the CMG, all these dudes out here making moves, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to give one of you, is there any word of wisdom you could give them when they playing in the big leagues of this music industry?
Well, I think they should always do, keep their paperwork right, keep their ownership. It's a difference between owning something or somebody got to sell it back to you. Don't go into no deal and say, you know what, Sony, whoever they fucking with, well, I want to own my company. They say, well, you know what, later on, we're going to sell it back to you. It didn't go like that. It's yours from the start, and you should never have to buy it back. Own your masters, own anything you do. Your name, I don't care if it's the internet. Truth be told, it's not the old school no more. You don't need the majors no more. You got social media. But I think what they should do is y'all should figure out how to get along with each other. Because one day, y'all should be able to get together and buy a football team, or buy a basketball team, or buy a baseball team. You shouldn't have to go to the bank. If you got 5 or 10 people who really doing their thing, they should be able to call each other and say, hey man, let's buy the Lakers. Let's buy the Lakers. Because the NFL really don't care. They treat the athletes like shit. And say if they get caught smoking weed, they get in trouble. But they let anybody perform at the Super Bowl who promote one thing. Or they let anybody pull the show. And we gotta stop hiring people who's well known informants who spit on everybody and put them on the stand. I put them in prison. They run y'all company. A lot of these people, the FBI is the most smart people in the world. They get these people and put them in the industry for one reason, to get around everybody in the industry to arrest these motherfuckers one day.
We have 60 seconds remaining.
But like I said, the most important thing is less talking.
More action.
More action.
You calling back soon?
It's not about me. I did my thing. I feel I'm part of history regardless.
No, you definitely part of history.
It's their turn.
It can't wipe you out of history.
It's their turn to run every motherfucking thing. Huh. And you know, come on, Wack, I ain't gonna hold this person against you. Comment it down. When it comes to me, you got something to say, we'll holler when I get there. Or who anybody else. But the most important thing is, in the industry, y'all got the industry in the palm of y'all hand. You got the world in one hand, you got the guns in the other. Which one you gonna use?